This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
They need to get a lot younger, and they keep getting older. Think about the insanity of that. I hear you, and it hurts me.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Welcome back, Priest. Priest, the man.
We'll be fine.
It doesn't hit the same.
Yeah.
And then you know what? Why I'm really mad?
Why?
Is a television show he and Buddy had just... was not on the air for four straight games.
Perhaps.
You know how they do their thing, Laurel and Hardy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
If you're just joining us.
Give me one more, Evan.
I'm Batman.
The Warriors season concluded a week ago. Giannis Antetokounmpo was in the Bay Area yesterday, and
damn,
he also had some unbelievably complimentary things to say about Steph Curry in a chat a week or so ago, and he's expected to ask for a trade. Many GMs are saying that, according to various reports, and so with Joe Lacob, this thing's got a little life.
Yeah.
Now, Jimmy Butler was just acquired by the Warriors, and he would likely have to go in a move like this, which I have no problem with.
Well,
I have no problem
with. Okay.
What I do have a problem with is the over, to my way of thinking, over criticism of Jimmy Butler. Let me give you this example.
All right.
How did Steph Curry play without Jimmy Butler?
It was almost, it's something I'll never forget, one of his worst seasons,
right?
Visually and number-wise, to where I thought the bilateral knee that night is
right.
Both knees, there's no space, it was bad.
So what we saw with Steph when Jimmy Butler wasn't here was a player who absolutely had moments, but there were more and more games where he wasn't a factor, or as much of a factor. So how come you can't afford Jimmy Butler the same grace because he struggled like Curry did when he didn't have his running mate, Steph Curry?
Well, I appreciate the question, and I'll just keep it real like this. This was the offs. This was win or go home. And when you talk about the regular season, I can't give you that answer. And I won't rob Jimmy for the impact he had. It was incredible. We lived it. But, Steiny, you can't lose sight of that impact growing your expectation level for Jimmy when you just isolate Jimmy, who and what he is, didn't disappoint when they went 23-8. And I thought he was pacing himself to where, and he said as much, there'll be games, I'll read it, and I'll know. And I'll be more aggressive. So I bought all of that. And when you're in the playoffs and your guy goes down, I just think, Steiny, what did Rich say? You know basketball. I think I do, Rich. Just show me that you're putting it all out there. And I just felt like him shoot 9 and 11 times back-to-back, there was something going on. And, I again, I'm not saying he's the sole reason they lost to Miami. The Curry injury is that. Woulda, coulda, shoulda. But the bottom line is, I will never be ashamed of my disappointment in his effort level these last two games against the Minnesota Timberwolves.
All right.
And especially game three, you took 26 shots, like Evan pointed out. So if you took a shot, you know, saw a needle and got you out there and you were feeling frisky, what made you say to yourself, this team doesn't need that, when you almost won that game Saturday evening?
You're focused on one game. Yeah. I mean, the series was dominated by the Timberwolves. After the first half of game one, the Timberwolves, you know, I thought pretty much.
Well, they won. Go ahead.
They won 4.5 games.
Yeah, but they were down 7 points with seven minutes left in game three.
Okay.
I'm just saying, if you win that one, maybe we see what happens with game six.
Why don't you acknowledge the possibility that they were down 7, but they couldn't get over the hump because of age
and
fatigue?
No doubt. I totally give you that.
Okay.
All right.
And it feels like the other thing is,
I didn't bring that game in. I'm not mad at Jimmy, not for closing that.
Here's the bottom line. You all are just realizing now that he's 35.
And there you go.
Exactly.
And it hurts.
But he was 35 when they got him. 35 when they got him.
But you admit he didn't look 35 at all. And I got to put another right on the table.
Well, not with Steph.
Okay, I got to put another right on the table with Jimmy. Sonny, Evan, where's he at defensively? I'm not going to go Michael Jackson and say bad. I'm not saying that. I thought he was the guy that said, I'll guard Giannis. I thought he was the guy that said, I got Ant. I'm asking a question. Defensively, we've been talking offense. Where is Jimmy Butler defensively?
Let me tell you something. This guy is a ball player.
That was about pods.
Like, Stoney, that's what's cryptic to me.
Here's what it sounds to me like. You had the worst scouting report on Jimmy Butler that anybody has ever had, clearly.
Or the older version. I had the old version of him, which was the younger version of him.
No, you're right. He's the old version. Let's go to JP in Vallejo. Hey, JP, how you doing, my man? JP in Vallejo. I'm getting annoyed now.
Well, I'm getting worried about Austin in San Jose. What happened?
Oh, here he is. I'll get him back. Austin in San Jose.
I was looking for
there
you,
he
baby.
Is. Yeah. What's Take up, Austin? Two. How you doing, buddy?
Sorry about that. Yeah, I had some technical difficulties, as they say.
Oh, good.
Hey, listen, thanks for getting me back on. Quick thing, I want to kind of agree and come down the middle with two of you guys. I'm agreeing more with Guru, I think, in terms of Jimmy. I think Jimmy, here's where I'm going to probably get a lot of fans upset, but I see Jimmy as a rental. I kind of see Jimmy as a person. He's kind of a mercenary, man. He's coming in. He came in a situation and bailed the Warriors out of behind enemy lines. You're in trouble. If we need somebody to come in and bail you out. Jimmy did that. So this long-term thing with me doesn't – I don't feel the long-term relationship with Jimmy, maybe like some fans do. I could move on from Jimmy. I could keep him. Either way would work for me. If we can get better, I would trade Jimmy, right? Because I think really the reality is if you look downstream, I know we're not there yet, guys, but holding on to Jimmy another year beyond this year, I think could be problematic for a lot of reasons. One, contract reasons, Jimmy's past, and Sonny keeps talking about the age. So what is he going to get better over the next year? Probably not. Is he going to be more tradable next year? I don't think so. So I think he didn't look at it from a lot of different directions, not just say keep him. And the other thing, Sonny, I hope you are go after the Dubs organization as vociferously as you're going after Guru about the age. I mean,
that's what I just said.
You realize these guys are pretty much these guys have pretty much told us they're going to bring back these guys. I mean, we want Giannis, but it doesn't sound like that's the direction they're going to go in. They're selling us on the big three coming back with this. And it almost sounds like they're going to bring back a lot of the guys that we saw running around with them that everybody seems to be saying aren't good enough. So I think we need to be more worried about what they're telling us. I think Jet Lakers going to pretend like they're going to go after Giannis because we're, you know, it's always fashionable to say you're in
right.
on something,
sure.
even if you don't get the person, right? But do I believe they're going to go off Jimmy? No. I think they'll act like they want to, they'll consider it. But I don't think that's what they're going to do, guys.
Wow,
I think the real reality is that let's accept the direction. And I think I got questions, Guru, about running it back. I think that's
no
probably
doubt.
The bigger question is,
yeah.
should we be running it back, guys? So I'll keep listening, man. That's where I'm at. Thanks
yeah,
for
well, yeah, and Austin, you know, I finally got around to it. And this is, you know, I'm hearing a lot of criticism of Jimmy Butler that he, you know, wasn't able to get it done. And, okay, I can meet you halfway there.
All right.
And what I just said is I would be less critical of Butler than Dunleavy and Lacob. They believed that a team with this core could last.
But they were almost right.
No, they weren't. They weren't. They almost they won a first round series in seven, and then their guy got hurt.
Like, no, I was just saying if he remained upright.
Well, but
you know, then nobody's surprised if the Warriors beat Minnesota in the series. So, if Austin is right and you just pointed it out, I'm all over the place. Let's just say Giannis is not coming to the Bay. How can you look yourself in the face or each other in that Warrior brass, the power structure, and say we can afford to get rid of a 22-year-old who's got some talent?
Well, they did it
Jonathan
once.
Kuminga.
They did it already with Jordan Poole.
How did that work out? Because had they had Jordan Poole, he might have been able to. I seen him hold it down while Curry was out. Okay, let go of the past. But Stani, are you really going to do? Can you afford to do that? No matter what you think of Kuminga, just the ages that you keep talking about, and I get it, in Austin's call, how can you allow a 22-year-old, I'll call him athletic stud, how could you allow him, how could you say bye-bye to him?
Well, I don't know that they have.
Okay.
But I'm with you.
Jordan Poole, I can't stop that. I hadn't thought about him, but now I'm just thinking had they had him and Curry went down, and we, oh my gosh.
But here's the other thing that happens. And it's happened with Butler. So the Warriors get Butler for a reasonable price. Why?
And there
you... Just why?
I thought because they wanted the headache gone.
Okay. So we had Casey Johnson on, who covered him in Chicago.
Man.
He said, Jimmy's a lot. He's a lot. Okay? When he was going through that stuff in Miami, there were people that were saying, I'm a little worried about Butler. I mean, if he, you know, if he's pulling this in Miami, Butler comes with baggage, right? Butler marches to the tune of his own drum,
man.
Correct?
Correct.
Okay, well, you just got it. You just got it right in the face.
Wow.
And just because he was good for the regular season, and I'm not saying he's a malcontent, but I think what we saw in the postseason with Butler is who is the part about him that is
wow. Yes.
That can't be okay. Well, guess what? His personality maybe hurt you. His
man.
Whole act
wow.
maybe cost you.
That's heavy, man.
I don't know.
Because something happened though. And again, you think I'm having fun. I'm not. You don't tell him how to play.
You think like people, and I'm not saying he's a bad guy, but people thought, oh, he's a model citizen and he's what a team player, and he loves everybody, and he's going to fit in, and nothing this, nothing. Well, you know what? We watched him now for 45, right. 50 games, and guess what?
Wow, man.
He's different than we thought.
No doubt. And different.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
And not so much in a good way. And I just want to say this. You tell me what you think of this, because this is where I'm going now, the guru, the navigation system. Let's be honest here. Steph Curry missed the two games. Jimmy Butler shot 9 and 11 field goal attempts. Do you have a problem if I said Jimmy had been out, and in those two games, forget how many makes, Steph Curry would have attempted 50 field goal attempts in those two games, which would be 25 apiece. Is that preposterous to you?
Well, what games did Butler miss?
Well, no, games 4 and 5, he shot 9 and 11 times.
Right, and but what games did
Curry? Well, Curry missed all.
No, what I'm saying is,
you would have had 50 Butler, field goal attempts from Butler, Steph.
No, you wouldn't.
In two games.
Didn't Butler get hurt game 2 of Houston?
Well, you're right.
Okay. Yeah. Steph took 15 shots
all right,
that game.
All right. But I think
they lost by 15. Right.
But I think with your back against the wall further down the road, and I'll ask Evan anybody, I don't think it's too far-fetched to put in 50 field goal attempts in two games from Steph Curry in his sleep.
Well, he had 38.
Okay.
38.
That's better than 20.
And
you know what I mean?
Maybe that has something to do with the again.
I think you know,
we've
my spent, point.
We've sent And we've spent 10 years talking about the greatness of Curry and the gravity of Curry. And then when we see it firsthand, we're like, huh, how could this possibly happen? Well, it happens because Steph Curry is one of the greatest players of all time. And as much as we think Jimmy Butler's a good player, he ain't even close to Steph Curry's level.
And you know what? This is... It's not my subconscious, but I'm being honest.
Mm-hmm.
You have unraveled something for me. And maybe subconsciously, Steiny, I think those 20 field goal attempts in two games, I'll never be able to prove this, but I'm going to stand on it. There's a message in that. There was Jimmy sending some type of, he knows that wasn't sufficient. He knows it.
Well, then
but
he's
for
a problem.
You to talk about the past and me playing D Wade, and like there could be something bigger at play.
Why are you just giving that room now?
The honeymoon
when he was in Chicago and Minnesota,
oh my gosh,
and
man.
Miami,
I hope
and
I'm,
Philly.
I can't run from it, and maybe that's what's bothering me.
You know why? Is because if somebody brought up Jimmy's baggage when they were going 23-8. You got called a hater. That's the bottom line.
Damn.
Let's go to Tom in Sonoma.
Tommy.
Hey, Tom, how you doing, my man?
Damn.
Tiny, hey, Guru.
Hey.
Happy up day, man.
Yeah, same to you, man.
Hey, so hey, guys, great conversation. This is what I don't understand, man. Jimmy took us to the playoffs. If we didn't have Jimmy, we'd probably be not even in the playoff or even the play-in. It'd be third year straight that we didn't go. We went to the first round playoff and beat the second round team in the Western Conference. Without Jimmy, he made everybody on this team better. I don't know what you guys are seeing or talking about. It's driving me crazy. Well, now, let's talk about Steph Kerr. Something I've seen this year. He got hurt at the end of the season. Why? Because he played too many minutes, ran too many miles. He has to have more managed control next year. like 60 games for the season. If he keeps playing the way he is, he's never going to be in the playoffs because he's always going to be hurt. He's got ankle. He's got knees. He's got now hamstring. We have to monitor that or he's not going to be here.
Mm.
We got three players that are all-stars, man, going to make $115 to $130 million. And everybody's talking about getting rid of Jimmy. And Jimmy is a lot easier to get rid of than Draymond Green. This is the guy we need to get rid of. He can't play defense. He can't play offense. He turnovers the ball. He's not good anymore. He is too old. We need to get rid of him or we're going to never get rid of him and we're never going to get anything for him. So I am for Jimmy, Steph, and Giannis and package everybody else and get them.
Thanks,
so
Tom.
That's where I'm at.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks, Tom. Appreciate the call. You got full lines.
Yeah, I get it. And I'll just say this to Tom. You're right. But the price of admission for Jimmy's greatness, and I'm not robbing him of that, Steiny, is getting us to the playoffs with a healthy Steph Curry. You did that. But, Tom, don't give him a pass for in the most important season,
how would you guys
handle it. I'll pass. Okay. I'll facilitate. When the game was calling for you to score or try to score.
Okay, what words would you use to describe the Jimmy Butler trade? Hey, how'd the Jimmy Butler trade work?
Wow.
Goo, how would...
It worked. It was a success because they got to the playoffs and they were treading the other way. Now, when you talk about how did he do when Steph got hurt, I'm disappointed.
Like, you know, and...
That I got to keep it real. It was a success.
I don't even know what to say here.
Yeah.
This
is crazy.
On the YouTube chat, Andrew Ockle.
Okay.
Get your facts straight and get back to me. I'm not taking Butler over Giannis. That's not what I'm saying. I'm thinking, I think Butler's getting a load of crap that other people should be sharing in.
Well, like, it sounds like you understand the load of crap. You're just not, you're baffled that why are you just now, why did you ignore the signs in Miami and all the other locales?
Who, me?
Yeah.
But
you're incredibly, like.
You said you wanted to give me a victory lap. I don't want to take it. Any fool could have seen, watched basketball would have looked at Curry, Butler, and Draymond and said, oh boy, playoffs are going to be a grind.
This is different. That's the age with all the other two. We're talking specifically Jimmy. You want to know why we all went hook, line, and sinker on 23-8.
See, this
Jimmy's great. Jimmy still has it.
Well, it wasn't just Jimmy. Like, that's what I'm getting at. All three of the old guys broke down. And
Draymond was out there.
He stunk. Let's be honest. He wore down.
Well, he gave you his
That's
all.
That's great.
He wore
gave
down.
You his all.
I never thought he quit.
He wore down.
Okay.
He wore down and he was ineffectual.
But he emptied the tank.
Like, I know this is kind of crazy, but I'd be more pissed at Steph. He got hurt and wasn't even playing.
Okay.
At least Butler played.
But Sonny, how are you going to get mad at somebody who's played 46 and 41 minutes back to back in a game 6 and 7 where had you closed out? Maybe he ain't hurt, neither here nor there, but how could you be mad at him? 16 years, umpteen playoffs, this is the first time he's went down.
Right.
And I get,
but first of all, he has missed playoff games before.
No, I got you, but come on. Mad?
Be mad at Lacob and Dunleavy. No. Don't be mad at Butler.
No, I
Butler's
can be mad
35
at Butler.
Years
okay.
old. He's on the downside of his career. He is not capable of going game after game after game after game and being a star.
Yeah, but bang,
blame
four and five.
Lacob and Dunleavy. Yeah.
If we brought in all the... I'm being real. Rest in peace, Kobe. Mike. All the great scores.
Well, you're crazy for comparing
it
to those.
Even at
shame
Edwards,
on you.
They would
shame
go
on
crazy
you.
On how
shame on you.
Alpha male getting 50-plus and got the moniker of playoff Jimmy and Jimmy Buckets shot the ball 9 and 11 times in a playoff series without your superstar. That, my friend... Come on, Steiny, they would have kicked him out the room.
No doubt. Right. You just compared Jimmy Butler to Kobe Bryant. Like, what are you doing? Like, they're not the same player.
40 point games in the playoffs, Steiny.
In the past.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Coming up at 1:30, switching gears a little bit.
You know what? I forgot to say this. Go ahead, Evan.
Brock Purdy's introductory press conference for his new contract extension, we will have live for you at 1:30.
Yeah.
You know,
so we're done.
Do you really think it's an introductory press conference?
Well, yeah, you're right.
Dude, I got to tell you, man, when this is over and I walk to the caddy, like, I'll funnel this and we'll watch the offseason play out, but I learned some things today. And I didn't read the chessboard right. So maybe I shouldn't be so blown away about what we saw. But, again, I'm not comparing Jimmy to Kobe. But, Stani, when you get those names, playoff Jimmy and Jimmy Buckets, and your dude is out,
that's the
I
other
can expect more than 20 shots. That's all I'm saying.
That's the other
I'll
thing.
I'll never run from that take.
Yeah, and here, you should be mad at Dunleavy and Lacob. That's who you should be mad at. That's what I believe. All three of your old guys didn't produce when the chips were down because they got too fatigued, they got too tired, and they got too hurt. And if you think these guys are going to be able to play 70 games next year and then magically turn it around, I don't understand that logic. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. And Brock Purdy, we're going to hear from Brock Purdy at 1:30. So we'll take your calls up until then. Brock Purdy, the new $285-$265 million man.
Introductory.
That segment brought to you by Safeway. Mm-hmm.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.